I want that wealth, power, and the love of a beautiful woman. Now, I only have two things. My friends and... my thermos. My story? Okay. It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child. I remember the days sitting on the porch with my family, singing and dancing down in Mississippi.
Something?
No, I'm not. Today is Navin's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Navin's birthday.
And I cook you up your favorite meal. Delicious salad on white bread with mayonnaise, a tab, and a couple of Twinkies. Here, darling.
Gee, Ma. Thanks.
You gonna make this shit, man.
What about your present?
Gee, Alvara.
I made it myself.
We got you something, too. A whole half bottle of lilac vegetables for both of us.
Gee.
Yeah.
I did it in a picture.
Here.
Thank you.
I want you to have my Zippo.
Gee, Dad. You had this since the war. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. God bless us. Everyone.
Navin.
Well, pass me the potatoes and the collard greens.
Navin, darling.
I'm sorry I spoiled the party, Mom.
Oh, you didn't spoil the party? Navin? I brought you a Twinkie.
I'm not hungry right now.
Feeling different again, huh?
It's like I don't fit in. It's like I don't belong here.
It's your birthday, and it's time you knew. Navin, you're not a natural-born child.
I'm not.
You were left on our doorstep. But we raised you like you were one of us.
You mean I'm going to stay this color?
Navin, I'd love you if you were the color of a baboon's ass.
Navin? Navin, I wrapped your sandwich in cellophane just like you like it. You, wanna
Come in and sing some blues.
No thanks, Todd. There's something about those songs. They depress me.
Come here, darling. Da 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 da.
Sunday night gospel hour, live from the Four Square Gospel Church and the Divine Salvation in St. Louis, Missouri. The Reverend Willard Willman, pastor. And now, music throughout the night. Music in a mellow mood.
You're going out into the world, there's something you should know. You see that?
Yeah.
That's shit. And this is Shinola.
Shit. Shinola.
Son, you're gonna be all right. At what town are you gonna try for first?
Well, I thought I'd try to go to St. Louis because that's where that radio show was coming from.
And remember, the Lord loves a working man.
Lord loves a working man.
And son, don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Don't trust Whitey. Lord loves a working man, don't trust Whitey.
Oh, baby.
Daddy. Pierre. Come here. Don't you forget to grow up now.
Give me a pitcher, a pitcher
full
for you,
lady.
Don't forget me.
Okay, okay, let the bar go.
Why?
I've got work to do.
And I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
I will, Ma. I know it's out there.
Out there, all right. And if you catch it, see a doctor and get rid of it.
See a doctor and get rid of it.
Good luck.
Lord loves a working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it. Bye, Grandma.
Oh, I sure do miss David.
Is he ever coming back?
Take away, please, Teddy. It's making us too goddamn sad.
I wonder if he's doing all right.
Hey, Maven! How you doing?
Don't worry about it.
not me. I think I see a car coming. Now wait, it's a truck. It's a truck.
Oh, Lord. Here, our little boy.
I'm hitchhiking.
How far are you going?
St. Louis, how far are you going?
To the end of this fence.
Okay. I'm David Johnson. What's your name, sir?
Here we are.
Okay. Thanks for the company. I hope I can repay you someday. Boy, are you lost? Do you want to play? Is it trouble? Trouble? Is it an accident? A drowning? A fire? Fire?
Call that dog Lifesaver?
No.
Call him Shithead.
Good. Shithead.
It's exciting. Just exciting to have this kind of life on the road. The guy and his dog.
St. Louis?
No, Nathan Johnson.
Oh, do you want to lift to St. Louis?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Hop in.
This will be fine right here. Thank you.
Where you going?
To the bathroom.
But I have a key.
Can I get one?
My key is for customers who buy gas.
Oh. I'm buying gas.
I don't see no car.
I just need enough for my lighter.
Oh, look at this. My wife wanted me to stay home today. Look what I would have missed. A complete fill-up for a whole lighter, huh? It's on that wall.
Thank you.
And don't walk away with it.
I won't.
Hey, Pop Top. Hey, Silver Boy, I'm talking to you.
Huh?
Listen, you want to be president of Texaco Oil?
Sure.
Then clean up the sink in there.
Then I'll be president of Texaco Oil?
What if I happen to work in your way up? Stop working for me 10 minutes. And already want to be president. And wait.
Get to work in there.
But, sir, I don't work here.
Not even for $1.10 an hour?
Thank you.
got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
It's a lot of fun working, and Mr. Hartunian is really nice. He's teaching me how to be impatient.
David!
Well, I gotta go now. What do you think I do? Write letters all day?
You actually sleep this?
Yes, is that okay?
Come with me.
I got a beautiful little place for you to stay.
Put the light on. You're gonna like it here.
Like it? I love it! This is fabulous! I mean, you got the toilet here? This must be the kitchen?
No.
You know what I could do? Is take this wall and just turn it this way so I've got a much larger living space, plus it'll create a flow into the main living area. It'll be incredible. No. I just elevate this about 6 inches, create the illusion of 2 rooms, and yet still have that flow. Then I can take bookshelves and put it here. No, I'll put the books right over here. That way I can be relaxing over here. The customers
David,
come in and use the urinal.
David.
I won't disturb them. They won't disturb me.
Take it easy. It's not here. It's in here.
Oh.
I couldn't afford this anyway.
Well, this is it.
It's perfect! I won't have to change this at all!
Take a look. No kitchen, no windows, no chairs, no tables. It's a masterpiece of understatement. I'll put a bed down here, get a bigger bolt, and bring some sheets from the house. You'll be set for life.
Gosh. How much is this going to cost me?
Nothing. When you're rich and famous, you'll send me a postcard.
Postcard, huh?
Okay! It's a deal!
It's a deal.
What are those?
Step outside for a second, darling. Nathan, this is my wife, Lenore. Lenore, this is Nathan.
Pleased to meet you.
Nathan, do you know why a woman of such pulchritude is married to a man like me? Because I make a very comfortable living. Now, this is the first time I'm leaving you alone on a Sunday. If anything should happen to this station, this woman would leave me like a... In other words, there would be no more, Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, no more.
So remember, guard this station with your life, because my sex life is in your hands.
I can fix those shocks.
No, we just want some gas, muchacho.
Okay, but it's Sunday. We gotta have a credit card.
Oh. And all the cash is locked up.
Oh, no, not locked up. We got a lot of cash. Just that the banks are closed, and I'm not allowed to have cash coming in or going out. Because I'm here all alone for the first time. I don't want anything to happen. And you know, you flash this kind of wad in front of some people, they'll kill you for it.
Yeah.
So we gotta have a credit card.
Oh, hey, Trey, we got a credit card in there?
Huh?
Credit card.
Voila.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't smoke. What kind of cigarette is that?
Joint.
Joint? They don't make them very good.
Master charge, too.
Yeah, that's fine. We take master charge. You want to fill up, Mrs. Nussbaum?
Oh, I'm Mr. Nussbaum.
Yeah, that's just his wife's card.
His wife's card, huh?
Yeah, I'll vouch for him.
Okay, as long as we got a voucher.
You know what I think?
Stolen!
I know they gotta miss you.
I know they gotta miss you.
I got it. Just send the police car over. Mrs. Nussbaum's credit card. I got the guys who stole it. Hold on, they're calling me. I'll be right back.
This is...
Turn the wheel.
Yes.
Yeah, throw a couple of tires in the trunk. Put it on the car. Radios.
Okay.
Make them white walls.
Yes, sir, Mr. Nussbaum.
I'm back. Only it's worse than I thought. They're not only sticking us for gas, but they're grabbing tires and everything. They're really sacking it to us. Yeah, it's Hartoonian's gas station at the corner. Hang on a second. I don't want to get them suspicious. Don't worry. I can keep them here. I saw this trick in a movie.
Got your tires.
Yeah. Pues yeah. Oh, on the way back.
On the way back. Good.
You know what? Don't
let me down. No, they gotta miss you. I know they gotta miss you. Hey, that's not a bad news.
No, they gotta miss you.
Anything else?
Yeah. We'll take the money you got in your pocket. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Sure, I'll just put it on the card. Hey, guess what? You're our eighth customer today. You want a free oven mitt. I'll go get it for you. Yeah, I'm back. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're going to be here for a while. Don't worry. I've rigged it.
You guys want to stick around for another minute? Nah. Nah, Chad.
Hang on just a second. When you get back, but it's a blue Chevy two-door, and it'd be going south on Hurtado Street. Now, I can't make out the license number, but it'd be pulling a small church. So any blue Chevy pulling a small church, I figure that'd be the one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Believe me, I'm not mad at you. What's the matter with you? What did I lose, a couple of tires? But look at the bright side. You also lost the church.
Gee, Mr. Artunian. Oh, my God!
Thank you.
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about nothing.
Nothing? Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Navin, R. I'm somebody now. Millions of people look at this book every day. This is the kind of spontaneous publicity. Your name in print that makes people. I'm in print. Things are going to start happening to me now.
Johnson, Navin R. Sounds like a typical bastard. Die, Navin R. Johnson.
Bastard. Random son of a bitch. Typical run-of-the-mill bastard.
Fill her up.
Fill her up, son, and a little bit extra. Sand Fox, buying gas.
Navin R. Johnson selling it, sir.
Gotcha. You average... typical blocking of the fuel of a goddamn average victim bastard.
Check your oil.
Check away, Navin R. Johnson.
Oil rag at the ready, sir.
Let's check the oil together.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Son of a blocking bastard.
Looks good to me, sir, but I'd like your opinion.
Damn these glasses. Well, it looks good to me, too. Hurry up, son. Time's a-wasting. I'm going to the John. Don't forget to check those tires. Damn these glasses, son.
Yes, sir. I damn thee.
Damn! Damn these glasses!
Sir, I can fix those glasses.
Can! Here, fix those suckers!
I was back there thinking, what causes glasses to slip on and off? And it's because when you take them on and off, you're always putting pressure on the frames like this. It causes them to spread. So I put a little handle right here in the center, and it puts the pressure on the bridge where it belongs, just like the tie rods on a 72 Buick. Plus, I put a little nose brake on them here to prevent slippage. Try it. Use a handle.
Well, I'll be. It works.
Ha!
You know, I make a pretty good living selling shit like this.
I'll tell you what.
If I can develop this gizmo, I'll split with you 50-50.
Okay.
How much are we for the gas? I got a truckload of shit to sell.
26.41.
That's a triple six. Keep the change.
Wow, thanks!
Dead center! Say your prayers, half-breed!
Look at this. What's the matter with these cans?
Die, milkface!
These cans are defective. They're springing leaks. Come over here and look at this.
Listen, you better run for cover. You're going to spring a leak.
Huh?
We don't have defective cans. We have a defective pipeline out there.
He hates these cans. Stay away from the cans!
Die, gas pumper!
I got you one of those cans! There's cans in there, too!
Right here!
Four cans!
Die, you bastard!
Ah. He doesn't want to put holes in the cans, he wants to put holes in you!
What?
Oh, my God! I'm endangering your life! Cover me!
You stop it.
Suck my toes!
You stay here! I'll distract them!
Come on, boy! Good boy!
Mr. Hartooni and I had come back, he said, "Don't be a putt. See the world. Me, you've seen already." I took his advice and got a job with SJN Fiesta Shows as a weight guesser. Frosty, my boss, told me there's a big future in weight guessing. He closed at $4.75 for my loving family. P.S. Is Grandma still farting?
For $1, I'll guess your weight, your height, or your sex. The most exciting thing on the midway. Imagine the thrill of getting your weight guessed by a professional. You can blow up your cheeks, you can stick out your chest, but you're not going to fool the guesser. How about you, sir? Step right up.
Hey, honey, let's see how good this guy is. Now, what I win?
Anything in this general area, right in here. Anything below the stereo and on this side of the bicentennial glasses. Anything between the ashtrays and the symbol. Anything in this 3 inches, right in here in this area, that includes the chiclets but not the erasers.
No, sir. Come on, honey. He thought he had himself a room.
Awesome. So good at this.
Come on, Maven, you're doing fine.
Oh, I've already given away 8 pencils, 2 hula dolls, and an ashtray, and I've only taken in $15.
Maven, you have taken in $15 and given away 50 cents worth of crap, which gives us a net profit of $14.50. Profit deal.
Guess my weight, Greeny?
I saw you last night. You were great.
Yeah, right. Turn around.
What?
Turn around. Go like this. You're okay. Give me a bite of that corn dog.
What about germs?
Put a rubber on it. Get on.
Don't you wear him out. He's got to work tonight.
What a great place. You know, you can tell so much about a person from the way they live. Just looking around here, I can tell you're a genuinely dirty person. What do I do with this? Oh, you keep it there. Where's your garbage?
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
Guess your weight.
Hey, that would be interesting for me. No one has tried to guess my weight. You see, I guess their weight to be sort of a...
Put your arms up.
This will give me a whole different perspective on this. Hey, you're really trying to be accurate. Is it getting hot in here?
Wait a minute! What's happening to my special purpose? Well, when I was a kid, my mom told me that was my special purpose, and someday I'd find out what that special purpose was!
Today's the day!
Hey, this is like a ride!
My dear family, guess what? Today I found out what my special purpose is for. Gosh, what a great time I had. I wish the whole family could have been here with me. Maybe some other time, as I intend to do this a lot. Every chance I get. I think next week I'll be able to send more money as I may have extra work. My friend Patty promised me a blowjob. Your loving son, Nathan. And he's got the kisses here.
That Patty must be a sweet girl.
God bless her.
Each other well enough to kiss?
We don't have to. You're my man. It's like we're married. Look at my ass.
Gosh! You have my last name tattooed right there under the J. First I get my name on the phone book, and now I'm on your ass. You know, I'll bet more people see that than the phone book.
Billy. Oh, here's your gloves and your oil can and your wallet. Oh, and this fell out.
Oh. Those guys.
Listen, what you did just now was very brave. Is there some way I could repay you?
Repay me? I could never accept anything from you for saving your child.
Oh, he's not my child. I'm just babysitting for a friend.
Oh, would it be too much if I asked for a kiss?
No.
He's a real little Dickens. Oh, miss, I was just standing here right now, and I was wondering if you weren't doing anything tomorrow. That maybe you might want to go out with him.
What?
Well, then maybe you might want to go out with him.
Are you trying to ask me for a date? Once for no, twice for yes. Okay. How about 3:30 tomorrow at the roundup?
Okay. Do you have any boyfriends?
Not really.
Are they crazy? If I was a fella, I'd be around all the time.
Well, see if you can work it out. We have a date tomorrow.
What's your name?
Marie! What's yours?
I'll tell you tomorrow. It'll give us something interesting to talk about.
Looking at another broad.
Glad you told me.
And remember, I did this without anger. And I stayed away from your crotch.
Bye, sweetie. Hi!
What happened?
Oh, it was unbelievable. These guys jumped me. Tried to get these flowers. I got them for you. It's kind of a traditional date deal.
Yeah, I've heard of that. What were they?
A couple of dozen roses.
Look like daisy stems.
What? That guy Jimmy put daisy stems on my roses. Hey, look, these hoodlums are dangerous. I think we ought to get out of here before she sees us.
She?
What?
I said she.
No. I always call a gang she. It's like when you call a boat she or a hurricane she.
A girl?
A girl. You can call a girl she. That's just one of the many things you can call a she.
Why are you smiling?
You're the first person I've ever had in my place.
Do you live here? Oh, it's nice. So did you decorate it?
Yeah, I got all this stuff from the old cup of pizza place before they tore it down.
Really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business.
Really?
People come from all over to get this.
You know, you have beautiful skin. May I? So smooth and flexible.
I think that's from my mother's side of the family.
It's amazing the way it just snaps back like that. Amazing. Are you a model?
No. I'm a cosmetologist.
Really? A cosmetologist? That's unbelievable. That's impressive. Must be tough to handle a weightlessness.
can I ask you a personal question?
What is it?
Now, be totally honest. You do have a boyfriend, don't you?
Kind of.
I know this is our first date, but... do you think the next time you make love to your boyfriend, you could think of me?
Well, I haven't made love to him yet.
It's too bad. Do you think it's possible that someday you could make love with me and think of him?
Who knows? Maybe you and he can make love and you could think of me.
I'd just be happy to be in there somewhere. Doesn't matter.
Well, I'd like to think you were available.
Oh, I'm available.
Did you forget about my ass?
No, no, I've been thinking about it. She tattooed my name on her ass. I mean, not just my name, a lot of names. And funny things, too. She's got one up here that says slippery when wet.
How do you know that?
What is she, some great piece of ass?
She's no great piece of ass. I mean, hey, wait a minute. We're all adults here. Let's reason this out. Now, Marie is the type of person that if you got a...
this gash doesn't get her buns out of here, I am going to drive this bike up her butt.
Well, Patty tends to be more direct.
And for you, farm boy, we're married. And it's for you, Cupid doll.
You protected me. You must really like me. Just now, I had the craziest fantasy that I could rise up, float right down the end of this coronet, right through here, through these valves, right along this tube, come right up against your lips and give you a kiss.
I didn't know.
I didn't want to get spit on me.
don't you?
You don't?
My mother sacrificed everything to send me through cosmetology school.
She did?
She has this dream for me to be something.
She does?
To marry someone. Power. Money. Vision. Someone with a special purpose.
I've got one! I've got a special purpose!
You do?
Yeah, I'm fantastic! Oh, Christ! It's unbelievable! And I was afraid to tell you about it! Your mother's gonna love me!
Marie, are you awake? Good. You look so beautiful and peaceful. You almost look dead. And I'm glad because there's something I want to say that's always been very difficult for me to say. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I've never been relaxed enough around anyone to be able to say that. You give me confidence in myself. I know we've only known each other for 4 weeks and 3 days, but to me, it seems like 9 weeks and 5 days. The first day seemed like a week, and the second day seemed like 5 days, and the third day seemed like a week again, and the fourth day seemed like 8 days. But the fifth day, you went to see your mother, and that seemed just like a day. But then you came back, and later, on the sixth day in the evening when we saw each other, that started seeming like 2 days. So in the evening it seemed like 2 days spilling over into the next day, and that started seeming like 4 days. So at the end of the sixth day, on into the seventh day, it seemed like a total of 5 days. And the sixth day seemed like a week and a half. I have it written down, but I can show it to you tomorrow if you want to see it. Anyway, I've decided that tomorrow, when the time is right, I'm going to ask you to marry me. If that's okay with you, just don't say anything. You've made me very happy.
Oh, I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again. Honey, sing!
Time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting.
There's sweet memory across the
to pop, but I've been afraid you'd say no.
but this seems like the right time and place. So here goes. Honey, will you marry me?
Yee-hoo!
Come on, let's seal it with a kiss. Get in the tub with me. Not you, shithead. Where's Marie? What letter?
Dear Nava, I serve forward to tell Rana as born to be Jesus. Rana,
Marie! Marie! Shithead! Come here! Good idea!
Marie! Marie! Why did you leave me? I couldn't read the letter. It was too blurry.
Marie! Marie! Here, boy. Marie! 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 Where are you, Marie? Marie!
Marie! This is not going to be easy, shithead. We've been together a long time. But I gotta head down that road. And there'll be times out there when there won't be enough food for two. And I won't be able to...
Hey, wait a minute! I'm not done yet! Come back! I'm not finished! I have some more to tell you! You'll find a family who can give you a real home with loving kids and a warm fireplace. I never liked you anyway. Now, get out of here! Okay, you win! You can go with me!
And so, Mom, with my faithful dog leading the way, I am out to win the hand of Marie. You'd love her, Mom. She looks just like you, except she's white and blonde. So to win her back, I vowed to make something of myself. I settled in Los Angeles and took the money I saved and rented my first apartment.
I haven't heard from Marie. Things couldn't be worse. I can only send you 49 cents this week. Oh, bless his heart.
That's a good boy.
As I've lost all my jobs. I've been eating well, though. The hospital gives out free meals of orange juice and cookies, and all I have to do is give them a pint of blood. I ate there all week, three times a day.
Pint of blood?
I decided to quit when I cut myself shaving and nothing came out but ear. I have to go now as someone is staring at me through binoculars. Your loving son, Nathan.
Him. Him.
Before you shoot me?
I'm not gonna shoot you.
Why not?
Well, that was the old me.
I was a little mixed up at that time. Had a bad marriage, and I just gave up smoking. I'm okay now. I'm a private detective. So long.
Thank you. Dear, Mr. Johnson, please call on me in suite 2655 at the Century Plaza Tower in Los Angeles. I have something of great importance to impart to you.
Nathan! Remember me?
No, but don't feel bad.
Fox! Stan Fox! Remember the gas station? Boy, you are one hard guy to find! You don't remember me. The glasses handle, look!
Oh, yeah. My glasses handle.
Use the OptiGrab.
OptiGrab?
Yeah, we call it OptiGrab.
OptiGrab.
Opti from the eye, and grab from where you grab it.
OptiGrabbing it.
Nathan, my boy, we're in business. 50-50, just like we said. Right in here. I have your first check for 250 big ones.
250?
That's just the beginning. There's going to be more. Lots more.
Can I cash this?
You can do whatever you like. It's your money. It's a cashier's check.
Wow. I can use money.
Yes, I have a cashier's check, and I'd like to cash it.
How much is it for?
250 big ones. 250 dollarinis. That's 250 donuts.
You want to cash this?
Well, I could take 50 of the donuts and deposit the other 200 beauties.
Have a seat, Mr. Johnson. I will need two pieces of identification.
Ah, yes. I have my temporary driver's license and my astronaut application form. I didn't pass that, though. I failed everything but the date of birth. Didn't get the job.
Everything's in order. If you'll just endorse this. There.
I need a pen.
Pen, okay.
Right here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And fill out this deposit slip. Right there.
All right. Endorsing and filling out of the deposit slip. 250,000 dollars.
Dear Harry, guess what? I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams, but I haven't forgotten our deal. Here's that postcard I promised you. I bet you thought you'd never get it, huh? Your friend forever, Nathan. How do you like that? Promised me a postcard, then he sent me a postcard. Kid has integrity.
Mrs. Kimball? You're Marie's mom. Read about me in the paper? Yeah, I've been trying to contact her. I don't know where she is. I'd give anything to find out. Well, that sounds a little high. How about $75? Okay. Okay, what is it? The May Company in Los Angeles.
Gilead! I know where she is! I know where she is!
Now, doesn't that feel good?
Mm-hmm.
There, now we are complete. Putting on mascoderm just took a few short minutes, and when we peel it off, you will look 20 years younger.
Olivai?
Yes, exactly. Now, we'll let this dry, and in the meantime, we can go pick out an eyeshadow and lip tint for him. Now, everyone, just follow me this way, because this is a very interesting line. I think you'll enjoy this. With your husband's coloring, a deep tone would bring out his lips, and this nature beige will feature his eyes just wonderfully.
Let's try everything.
Wow.
Ah, let's go unmask Irving. Everyone, back this way. We are now going to peel off our mascoderm. Irving's skin will be tighter, firmer, and he'll look like a different man. You'll be amazed. Get ready, Irving. Jeez, this shit really worked. Megan. Oh, my sweetheart.
What are you doing to my husband, you Miss Blondie? Irving, are you crazy?
Dear Mom, the big news is Marie and I were married. We couldn't wait. Luckily, we found someone at the Hollywood View Apartments who could marry us immediately. He was a certified priest. We were both glad we had a religious wedding. Money hasn't changed our lives that much. Our one little extravagance is a live-in butler and housekeeper.
Another trap.
Just as I thought. Look at that. Nearly $750,000. Sir, it would seem with this kind of income, you could buy a larger house with proper servants' quarters.
Well, Mom, remember my dream of owning a big house on a hill? And how I used to wish for a living room with a plaster lion in it from Mexico? And how I always wanted a large 24-seat dining table in a dining room with original oil paintings by Michelangelo and Rembrandt? And remember how I always wanted a rotating bed with pink chiffon and zebra stripes? And remember how I used to chit-chat with Dad about always wanting a bathtub shaped like a clam? And an office with orange and white stripes? And remember how much I wanted an all-red billiard room with a giant stuffed camel? And how I wanted a disco room with my own disco dancers? And a party room with fancy friends? And remember how much I wanted a big backyard with Grecian statues, S-shaped hedges, and three swimming pools? Well, I got that, too. Marie and I are getting along swell. But I've got a lot to learn about handling my money and banks. You have to be careful. Poor Hobart. His dear wife, Hester, took some money out of her savings account and had to pay a substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Enclosed is this week's check. Love, Navin.
Sorry about your wife, Hobart.
Federal regulations, sir. Oh, dear me. Your wife has given you another gold chain. I nearly forgot. I suppose I'm still not quite over Hester's death.
Well, these things take time.
So I'm told. Oh, here's your drink, sir. Like the one you saw in the magazine.
Well, you got the bamboo umbrella and everything. See that? Be somebody.
Very good, sir. Very good. Oh, there's some charity people here to see you, sir.
No! Send them away! There's a lot of people more deserving than me.
Ah, but these people want you to give.
Oh. Okay.
My name is Father Carlos Las Vegas de Cordova.
Father, you seem like a religious man. How can I help you?
By giving me 3 minutes of your time so that you can see some film of a great ugliness that is spreading in my country.
Oh, God. I'll bet it's disgusting. Hobart?
Yes, sir?
Are you over your grief enough yet to dim the lights?
Oh, of course, sir. Well, one can't mourn forever.
You will not believe what you're about to see. That human beings could have sunk so low that they can take pleasure to do this to another of God's creatures. I hope you have a strong stomach, senor.
Roll the ugliness. Be a god that would let this happen. How much do you want?
If your initial investment is $500 million and your apartments are up in March, you should have X amount of dollars rolling in by the end of this year.
Ah, X amount. That's very good, isn't it?
Not only that, you can depreciate the entire building for the full amount.
Depreciate. Very good. I like that.
We found a way to get around this fair housing crap.
Ah, good. Getting around the crap. That's good.
By keeping the rents high, we're going to appeal to a select class of people.
Select class. Very, very good.
We'll keep the eggplants up.
Ah, good. We don't want any vegetables.
No, no. The jungle bunnies.
Oh, of course. They'll eat the vegetables.
Boss, can I talk to him? We're going to keep out the niggers.
The what?
The niggers. We'll keep them out.
Yes, sir?
You are talking to a nigger!
So hard on yourself. How could you know that was Iron Balls McGinty?
Cargo, salad. Would Monsieur care for another bottle of the Chateau Latour?
Yes, but no more 1966. Let's splurge. Bring us some fresh wine. The freshest you've got this year. No more of this old stuff.
Oui, monsieur.
He doesn't realize he's dealing with sophisticated people here. Marie, now just stay calm. Stay calm. Just don't look down. Don't look down. Look up. Just keep your eyes up and keep them that way, okay? Waiter?
There are snails on her plate.
Now get them out of here before she sees them. Look away. Just look away and keep your eyes that way. You would think at a fancy restaurant like this, at these prices, you would be able to keep the snails off the food. There's so many snails in there, you can't even see the food. Now take them away and bring me those melted cheese sandwich appetizers you talked me out of.
Oui, monsieur.
Can you believe this? First they didn't have the bamboo umbrellas for the wine, and now snails on the food. Two boobs. That's what he takes us for.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Dolphin.
Everything
unnecessary lessons? Well, I just took a lesson.
And a very good student, too. Adios, senora.
Adios.
You took bullfighting?
No, knife throwing.
Knife throwing's great.
I can almost do it.
Well, let me see your stuff.
Okay.
This is very good for a beginner. This is exciting. I love this. Come on.
Turn sideways.
Okay.
And put a balloon in your mouth. Do you have a balloon?
No. Oh, wait. Yes.
Okay. Is it in your mouth?
Uh-huh. Now throw them good and hard so they'll stick.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, I missed.
Honey, you did good.
I can't do anything right.
Honey, you worry too much.
Come on, let's flop this over and look at it another way.
Why, do you realize that in the past 2 short months, we have acquired the sophistication it takes some people a lifetime to acquire? Come on! Let's toast!
Magazine turns its probing eye on Navin Johnson, inventor of the Optigrab, that little glasses handle that sold 10 million units in a few short months. Mr. Johnson, you've become a millionaire overnight. Who are you?
Who is Navin Johnson? Navin is a complex personality, as are most of the small breed of modern-day Renaissance millionaires.
We had planned to show you the entire Johnson interview. However, when we returned to our studio, our news department informed us of a sensational development in the Johnson story. It seems that an irate group of citizens, led by the celebrity Mr. Carl Reiner, has filed a class action suit against Mr. Johnson and his Optigrab. Here's what Mr. Reiner had to say at a press conference.
When Optigrab came out, I thought it was the greatest thing ever, and I bought a pair. And this is the result. This little handle is like a magnet. Your eyes are constantly drawn to it, and you end up cockeyed. Now, as a director, I am constantly using my eyes, and this Optigrab device has caused irreparable harm to my career. Let me show you a clip from my latest film, where my faulty depth perception kept me from yelling cut at the proper time. Cut! If I had yelled cut on time, those actors would be alive today. That's why I'm spearheading the $10 million class action suit against Mr. Johnson and his irresponsible selling of a product he didn't even test on prisoners. Thank you.
The party's over.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Good.
I promised a little party.
Hey, where
are you? Where are you going?
Inspector's got something else.
I'm
going
to get in touch with that writer guy, you know?
Oh, I got some change upstairs. We'll get some potato chips and there's
whole thing.
Honey, why the gloom? This is not the end of the rainbow. I'm Nathan Johnson, inventor. This is no big deal. It's a parking ticket to me. Only instead of $5, it's $10 million.
I don't care about losing all the money. It's losing all the stuff.
We're not going to lose the stuff. This is America. We're going to receive a fair trial from an impartial jury.
Your Honor, we, the jury, find for the plaintiff.
I award to Mr. Reiner and the other $9,987,652 plaintiffs the full amount of the suit.
Court is adjourned.
Honey, can't you see I'm drinking?
Pay to the order of Mrs. Wilbur Stark, $1.09. Pay to the order of Iron Balls McGinty, $1.09.
Why are you crying? And why are you wearing that old dress?
Because I just heard a song on the radio that reminded me of the way we were.
What was it?
Where we were. Look at us. We've hit bottom.
No! Maybe you've hit bottom, but I haven't hit bottom yet. I got a ways to go. And I'm going to bounce back. And when I do, I'm going to buy you a diamond so big, it's going to make you puke.
I don't want to puke. I don't want wealth. I just want you like you used to be. What happened to that man?
Me? What happened to the girl I believed in? The girl I fell in love with? The girl that believed in me? Well, there's plenty of places I can go where people believe in me.
Well, go. The sooner you're out of my life, the sooner I can go back to being the girl in this little flower dress that you sang a service song to.
Well, I'm going to go then. And I don't need any of this. I don't need this stuff. And I don't need you. I don't need anything. Except this. This ashtray, and that's the only thing I need is this. I don't need this or this. This ashtray. This paddle game. The ashtray and the paddle game, that's all I need. And this remote control. The ashtray and the paddle game and the remote control, that's all I need. And these matches. The ashtray, and these matches, and the remote control, and the paddle ball. And this lamp. The ashtray, this paddle game, and the remote control, and the lamp, and that's all I need. And that's all I need, too. I don't need one other thing. Not what? I need this. The battle game and the chair and the remote control and the matches for sure. Whoa, what are you looking at? What do you think I have, some kind of a jerk or something? And this. That's all I need. The ashtray, the remote control, and the magazine.
one other thing, except my dog. Well, I don't need my dog. It's an old story, one you've probably heard before, but I never thought it would happen to me.
Hey, any of you bums ever heard of Nathan R. Johnson?
I've heard of him.
Born in Mississippi?
Uh-huh.
You sent up the Optograph.
I was just telling these guys.
I called them the night you left.
How'd you find me?
I don't know. This is the first place we looked.
We're taking you home and you're going to live with us.
Turns out Dad's a financial genius.
Oh, I did was take the money you sent home and embarked on a periodic investment in a no-load mutual fund.
He leveraged his ass deep into soybeans and cocoa futures.
Right on.
I picked out the Disturmas for you. I'd kiss you, but I'm so dirty.
Dirt doesn't bother me. But the smell does. Oh, David.
Woo! Son, you better get in the back with the dog until we can get you hosed down.
Somebody open a window.
Open all the windows.
I was so glad to be going home. I remembered the days when I sang and danced with my family on the porch of the old house. But things change, and with all the additions to the family, we had to tear down the old house, even though we loved it. But we built us a bigger one.
Come here.
Yeah.